that it should be possible to get nearly complete control of cardiovascular disease. 2.5 years ago, I was at a meeting of the National Academy of Sciences in the United States. There was a little celebration there of my 90th birthday and the 58th anniversary of my membership in the National Academy of Sciences, USA. I was in the hallway of the Academy building, and another member of the Academy came up to me. He said, Dr. Pauling, I have heart disease. My brother and my father both died of heart attacks. I am a biochemist, but I was retired from the National Institutes of Health several years ago for disability because of my heart. I've had 3 bypass operations. My saphenous veins have been used up, so I can't have any more bypass operations. I like to walk. But I have trouble, because after I walked a little way, I develop angina pectoris, pain in my heart. If I take a nitroglycerin tablet, I can walk a little farther, and then I may have to take another nitroglycerin tablet. He went on to say, I've been taking vitamin C. 6 grams a day, or five grams a day for several years because of your recommendation. Is there something else that I could do that would permit me to walk? So I said, well, I can make a suggestion, never been tried before. Take lysine, the amino acid lysine. Well, I didn't need to tell him what lysine was and that it's an essential amino acid and you have to get around 1 gram a day to be in good health, and you get it in your foods, because he's one of the most distinguished biochemists in the United States, recipient of the National Medal of Science in the United States. So he said, how much shall I take? I thought, here, what do I know? I know that people get 1 gram or 2 in their food, depending upon how much meat and fish they eat, and that it's essential they have to get around 1 gram. It hasn't any known toxicity in animals or human beings. So I'll make a guess. I said, 5 grams. 5 grams a day. So he thanked me. A couple of months later, he telephoned me and said, it's almost miraculous. I started taking 1 gram a day and then 2 grams and so on. Within a month after I had reached 5 grams a day of lysine in addition to my 5 grams of vitamin C, I could walk 2 miles without any nitroglycerin tablets or without any pain in the chest. He said he had cut down the amount of heart medicine he was taking in half. It's almost miraculous, he said. So another couple of months went by, and he telephoned me and said, I was feeling so good the other day that I cut down a big tree in our yard and was chopping it up for wood, and I was also painting the house, and I got chest pains despite his 5 grams of lysine and vitamins. So he said, so I went up to 6 grams a day of lysine and 6 grams of vitamin C, and now I'm continuing chopping up the tree and painting the house. And now, a couple of years later, he's still in fine health. And so I published this case history, and Another heart patient wrote to me, well, I shan't to go into detail about her. She suffered from stress angina. She had a television show, and if she were under stress in connection with the television show, she had to take a nitroglycerin tablet. If she climbed a flight of stairs, her chest would hurt, and she had to take, she was taking 6 or 7 nitroglycerin tablets a day for several years. Also, she was taking vitamin C. And she said, when she read the article about the first patient, she started on lysine. She has a PhD in chemistry and was a professor of chemistry in New Brunswick, University of New Brunswick in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. And she said, within 3 weeks after she had reached 3 grams of lysine per day, she was able to go all day, despite stressful occurrences, without taking any nitroglycerin, and that she was setting off with her husband on a 3-month trip around the world. She's 67 years old, 68 years old now. So that account was published, and also another patient, so that I shan't go into detail about, a patient who had had 2 extensive bypass operations and was told that he was in bad shape with his arteries clogged, the coronary artery clogged, and that he was not a candidate for another bypass operation or for another angioplasty. He was living in the same town as the first patient, and friends told him about the first patient, so he went to see him, and he said, it's almost miraculous. Within a month after he had reached 5 grams of lysine per day, he was riding into town from his house somewhat out in the country several times a week on his bicycle, a 9-mile round trip, and was feeling fine, no longer just waiting around for his impending demise, as the physicians had recommended him to do. Well, I don't know that there's need for a randomized prospective double-blind control trial when you get evidence of this sort about the value of large intakes of vitamin C and also of lysine for preventing the deposition of atherosclerotic plaques and preventing death from cardiovascular disease. I recommend